It's dangerous to wear a mask of religion. So join us for the true gospel with every song today on Homecoming Radio.
Hi, hey, hello, and welcome once again to Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.
Hey.
Where the music is fine and the friends, they're sublime. And to our friends around the world, thanks for stopping by what is sure to be an amazing day here in the Homecoming Radio studio. I'm Daniel Britt, along with a great cast of characters ready to get things started, like Lauren
Talley.
Kevin Williams.
The one and only.
G. McDonald. Another GM, Gordon Moat.
I thought you were going to say the music is so fine and our friends are so blind.
Ken Davis is in the house.
Oh, yes, Ken!
Our soft feminine side, Tori Taff.
Thank you.
Yeah, Tori.
And Mr. Legend, Bill Gaither, the one and only, who reminds us your proclivity to wear a mask is in direct proportion to God's proclivity of ripping it off.
Hello.
Hey, I like
That's
it.
That's right. And my guests today are ready for harmony and truth-telling. Alabama, Oak Ridge Boys, the vocal band. Hey. It's going to be good.
It is going to be good, Bill. We're going to get it started with the whole Homecoming gang here and some soloists like John Starnes, the Spears, everybody helping out on Palms of Victory.
I saw a wayward traveler in tattered garments clad, struggling up the mountain. It seemed that he was sad. His back was laden heavy. His strength was almost gone. Yet he shouted as he journeyed, deliverance will come.
In palms of victory, crowns of glory, palms of victory I shall wear.
The summer sun was shining, the sweat was on his brow, his garments worn and dusty, his steps seemed mighty slow. But he kept pressing onward, for he was going home, still shouting as he journeyed, deliverance will come.
And palms of victory, crowns of glory, palms of victory I shall wear.
I saw him in the evening, the sun was sinking low. He'd overcome the mountain and reach the vale below. He saw that golden city, his everlasting home, and he shouted loud hosannas, deliverance has come.
In palms of victory, crowns of glory, palms of victory I shall wear.
While gazing on that city, just o'er the narrow flood, a band of holy angels came from the throne of God. Before him on their pinions, save for the dashing foam, and joined him in his triumph, deliverance had come.
In palms of victory, crowns of glory, palms of victory I shall wear. In palms of victory, crowns of glory, palms of victory I shall wear.
Palms of Victory, featuring all the Homecoming friends and John Starnes and the Spears. What a great song. Bill?
Yeah.
Never a discouraging word heard in that, is there?
Oh, no. My encouragement to you today is from St. Paul. The night is far gone. The day is at hand. Romans 13:12. Now, that's good news.
That is good news.
Hey, let's rock it on back to the Gaither Vocal Band. The first cut of this, that's When the Angels Rejoice. This goes back to the New Point of View album cut, and I love it on Homecoming Radio.
At the completion of the Golden Gate, no, the angels did not celebrate. And when the riot boys blew their bird, no angelic shouts were heard.
there's only one thing that we're sure about that can make those angels jump and shout.
It's when a sinner makes the Lord's choice.
That's when the angels rejoice.
Now when the light bulb first lit up the town, no, the angel did not dance around.
And when the man stepped on the moon, they didn't sing a victory tune. There's only one thing that we're sure about that can make those angels jump and shout.
It's when a sinner makes the Lord's choice.
That's when the angels rejoice. Now heaven doesn't strike up the band for any old occasion at hand.
It's gotta be a special thing.
Now when the Model T first hit the street, it didn't bring all heaven to its feet.
And when the first computer was born, they didn't go on Gabriel's horn.
There's only one thing that we're sure about that can make those angels jump and shout.
It's when a sinner makes the Lord's choice.
That's when the angels rejoice. Now when the United States became a nation, there was no angelic celebration. But one lost sinner comes back home, they jump for joy around the throne. There's only one thing that we're sure about that can make those angels jump and shout.
It's when a sinner.
That's When the Angels Rejoice by the Gaither Vocal Band.
I love it.
Oh, yeah.
I love this.
Yeah.
This is my favorite time of day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm glad to hear that, Gordon. I love it.
All right.
Some people take us seriously at this segment, others less serious.
Not so much.
But it is our Word of the Day feature. We have searched high and low, start to finish, A to Z, deep and wide, a little bit educational part of the program where we give you a word. We're going to pull the room, and we're going to see who knows the answer to this. This is a big word. This is a challenge for me.
All right.
But the word is Bill Dukes Roman.
Ooh, wait.
Bill Dukes Roman.
Okay. Who could know? Who
anybody?
Could
I think
know?
He's making his debut on the Opry next
who
weekend.
Could possibly know.
Okay, so I'm a little embarrassed here. I can't actually ring the bell because I don't know what this is. But I do, I have an idea. I can call my Uncle T. My Uncle T would always help me with study. He is a wonderful, I can get him on the phone right here.
Okay.
And I don't think this would take long. If he's there, he will know what this is. He's a little cranky sometimes, so just pardon him. But Uncle T will know.
Hello.
Yeah, Uncle T. This is Kevin.
Huh?
It's Kevin.
Kevin who?
Well, it's your nephew, Kevin Williams.
I know who you are. What do you want money for this time?
No, it's not. It's not exactly like that. I'm on the radio here, and I need to define a word. We're live on the radio around the world.
Radio show?
It's a radio show, yes.
What show is it?
It's Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.
Never heard of it.
Now, if you can help me with the meaning of a word, the word is Bill Dukes Roman. Have you ever heard of that? Bill Dukes Roman.
What kind of joke is it?
Well, it's not a joke. I need to define Bill Dukes Roman.
Bill Dukes Roman,
yeah,
huh?
That's what it is, yeah.
Well, I tell you.
Yeah.
Bill Dukes Roman, that's when you get 15 minutes of time out when you're in the Army.
Oh, okay. Oh. I was not aware of that. Can you explain a little more about
that?
Good
golly, I got to explain everything to you. Yeah. Could have been a mortician and made your mother happy, but no, I got to play my guitar.
Sorry.
All right.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Look here now.
Okay.
In the military, they give you a uniform, government issue.
Uh-huh.
And part of that uniform is your Bill Dukes. You understand me? It's your underwear, what you wear underneath. Your government issued Bill Dukes.
I see that. But what is the timeout then?
Well, when you've been off all hot and sweaty all day at basic training. You might be climbing a tree or something. Your Bildunks will go to roaming all the time. That's when you yell, Bildunks roaming.
That's why you yell that. I see. I never understood that.
And they give you a few minutes to kind of get everything sorted out.
I see what you mean. I see. With Bildunks roaming. Yeah. I told everybody here in the room you would know what that meant, and so you didn't let me down. Thank you, Uncle T. You are amazing.
That's all right. Tell Bill Gaither howdy if he's still living.
He's actually right here, and thank you again. You really bailed me out.
Well, don't worry about it. Don't call me again. I got work to do. I'll see you.
All right, that's my Uncle T.
Uncle T is my new boyfriend.
Yeah. Wow.
That was the best.
I asked
ever.
Him one time, I said, what does the T stand for? And he said, the truth.
Well, he did.
Uncle T needs to be a regular on
I think
radio.
We need a lot of Uncle T.
All right.
And Bildunks Roaming is actually a novel about the moral and psychological growth of the main character, but I don't know why anybody...
What world does that mean?
Why would anybody not listen to Uncle T is what I want to know.
I can get him back on the phone. If
I want you. No. I'll talk to him. Yeah. I'll do it.
Bill, some of your awesome. Country music friends got together and paid tribute to some Bill and Gloria tunes.
Here's Alabama and the Oak Ridge Boys singing a song that Kim Williams, my son Benjamin Gaither, and
Doug Johnson.
Doug Johnson and Bill and Gloria Gaither was part of it. There's a lot in that room that
yeah,
day.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah. Jesus and John Wayne.
Well, Daddy was a cowboy, hard as a rock. Mama, she was quiet as a prayer. And Daddy'd always tell me, son, you gotta be tough. Mama'd kiss my cheek and say, play fair. Well, I did my best to make them proud of me. But it's never been an easy place to be. Somewhere between Jesus and John Wayne, cowboy and a saint, crossing the open range. Well, I try to be more like you, Lord, most days I know I ain't. I'm somewhere between Jesus and John Wayne. Mama's love was tender, Daddy's love was strong. Both of them were there to help the weak. They taught me to stand up and fight for what is right. They showed me how to turn the other cheek. Now I see there's both of them in me, and maybe that's the best I'll ever hope to be. And John Wayne, a cowboy and a saint, crossing the open range. I try to be more like you, Lord, most days I know I ain't. I'm somewhere between Jesus and John. Cowboy and a saint, the cross and the open range. Well, I've tried to be more like you, Lord, most days I know I ain't. Cause I'm somewhere between Jesus and John Wayne. Well, I'm stuck somewhere between Jesus and John Wayne.
Two of the most successful country bands of all time, the Oak Ridge Boys and Alabama with Jesus and John Wayne, right here on Homecoming Radio.
Hey, Tori, you know, a great marriage is built on that commitment and being there through thick and thin, sickness and health. And I think the world pretty much knows that Russ has gone through a pretty big battle lately, health-wise, and you have adopted a role through this period of, like, caretaker.
listen, you really don't want me as a caretaker. I get a little cranky. No. Yeah, Russ has scoliosis, which his father had, kind of adult onset. So the sad part is that, you know, he has to really work around it. He has to figure out traveling and going through airports and all that. The fun part about it is that he's shrinking. And so he has lost. Now, if you ask him, he says 2 inches. He's lost like 4 inches in height. Yeah, because, you know, the spine gets all. And so it's an endless source of fun at our house. He always keeps saying that give him a year and his new nickname will be Frodo. But he's doing great. He's doing great.
Well, like this next song says, Angels in the Room, I bet that on his worst days, he's grateful for a lady like you.
Oh, listen to you.
Here are the Roop Sisters.
She's close to death, but she is not afraid. Angels waiting for the order to carry her away. They're gathered round her bedside, but she's the only one.
Yeah. that's the only room I want to be in, one where there's angels.
Roof Sisters here on Homecoming Radio.
And here's something to think about. Trade worry for worship. We magnify God and become less intimidated by our problems. Yes, I want less of my brain power and more of his prayer power in my life. That's from Lisa Turkhurst.
Phil and Gloria Gaither present a Gaither Homecoming in St. Charles, Missouri at the Family Arena, featuring the Gaither Vocal Band. With special homecoming guests Mark Lowry, the Neelands, the Hoppers, Jason Crabb, and Chris Blue. A two-day concert event Saturday and Sunday, August 17th and 18th in St. Charles, Missouri at the Family Arena. It's a Gaither Homecoming. Tickets available now at Gaither.com. Presented by Fill the Gap Concerts, a nonprofit organization.
You know, it gives us a lot of encouragement when you're recording a program like this. Sometimes you wonder, is anybody out there listening? A simple note is very encouraging. Go to homecomingradio.com and click on the banner that says, leave us a note.
Write your message in a box and then hit the send button and you've left us a note. And we do read them all.
And Bill, no stamps are necessary. Just write it, click it, and send it. It's homecomingradio.com. We want to hear from you today.
Friends like you are so encouraging to us when it takes time to check in with notes like these.
This is from Dorothy in Indiana. She said, you put me to sleep every night. And then she said, that's a good thing.
You know what? I have that effect on
you. He gets that a lot. Dorothy says, your music plays on my nightstand, and sometimes you're still playing at 2 o'clock in the morning on the sleepless nights. I love to hear your music fill the air of my home. God bless. Thanks, Dorothy.
Teresa Joe from Marion, Ohio writes, I love your program. I listen every day on my TV radio. It's all I know. You are a real blessing to me. You play beautiful music and lift my spirits. You are so wonderful. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful, blessed day, my dear friends.
Helen from South Carolina writes, as a senior adult with white hair, I have followed, loved, and been blessed by the Gaithers for so many years that I can't even recall how long now. You've always been and still are my very favorite gospel music group. Now, during my church solo years, I always sang Gaither music, more often than not bringing tears to folks' eyes, not because of my performance, but because of the message of Jesus written in your songs. Thank you for blessing me and millions of others throughout these years, and please continue until Jesus calls us home. With much love and blessings.
Helen, that's so kind of you, and as a senior adult, with some white hair and some other stuff that they put up there, I don't know.
What passes for hair?
What passes for hair?
Who's on your committee?
I tell you what, the hat has covered up a lot of
stuff. It covers a multitude of sins.
Like the grace of God.
But Helen, bless you, my friend. We'd love to get your notes, and keep them coming, and we always check out on the front porch and make sure they're there. We've had a wonderful, wonderful time. And here is a vocal band from our reunion with Michael, Mark, Wes, and Bill. Oh, that's me, Bill, yeah.
There you go.
That would be you.
We're singing Home. I love this.
Home is where the heart is. My heart's own home, though I never really had one to call my own. I've been given a key by the carpenter of Galilee, with interest paid, the title. The sun is alive, the place I've been dreaming of so long. Loved ones there to welcome me, but his sweet face will be the first I'll see when my journey's over. I am going.
everybody dreams of going home, it seems. Lately I am no exception to the rule. Oh, but home is so much more than windows, walls, and doors. It's a warm embrace and smiling faces waiting you. Sun is a light, the place I've been dreaming of so long. Loved ones there to welcome me, but his sweet face will be the first I'll see. When my journey's over, I am
today was to encourage you to avoid wearing the mask of false assurance. Instead, live in the love and the truth of Jesus. Tune in next time, same time.
same bat channel. Your time at this time until next time.
All the time.
Tune in again the next time.
Well, we put so much at your fingertips over at homecomingradio.com where you can
hear more of us online. Download our smart app, see the dates, times, and places for future Gaither concerts, events, cruises, and all the happenings.
You can keep up on the latest videos, you can check us out on social media, and you can go to homecomingradio.com and leave us a note. We sure love those.
All that and more at homecomingradio.com. That's homecomingradio.com.
We are so appreciative of all of our homecoming stations. We're going to salute some stations in Alabama. Gordon, okay. That's your state. WDIG, WZTQ, WZCT, and ARC Radio, the radio network made out of gopher wood. To you, we say, salute.
We're out of time. See you next time.
Bye. Hey.
Today, you've heard only the best of the best in great gospel music, and you know we're often asked where to find this music. Just go to homecomingradio.com and you'll find much of the same music there that you've heard right here. Again, that's homecomingradio.com. And we'll look forward to you joining us again next time when all your favorite homecoming friends stop by for more of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.